This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful St. Louis here in the U.S. at PHP Tech 2016. And my special guest is Jeff Geerling. Say hi to everybody, Jeff.
Hello.
Now, Jeff, you work at Acquia, one of many companies that have had the good sense to see me apply and refuse to hire me. So, but now, tell us a little bit about what you do at Acquia.
So at Acquia, I'm a technical architect. So a lot of big companies will come to Acquia and want to build a website, and they'll need things like content management and special features and things. So when they have these giant projects, usually there's a development team, and then I'll help that development team alongside the client to build those big websites and make sure we do it in the right way so it's maintainable and can handle the load that it needs to.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say big, obviously more than one or two web heads and a database server, I mean, are there any names you can mention, or can you give us an example of what you mean by large scale?
Yeah, so we do some sites like for NBC, there's hundreds, I think maybe even thousands of sites, Pfizer, a lot of clients in medical, media, education, a lot of different industries use Drupal for their sites. And so we help them scale that out, build multiple sites or build one giant site.
Okay. Now, are you currently building in 8 or are you still building in 7?
I'm building a project right now in 8. I just started it last week. And at this point, most new projects are using Drupal 8. Okay. There's still a few that are in flight that are using Drupal 7.
See, I just figured 8 was a fad and we were all, no, I'm kidding. That was for you, Larry, okay? Well, that's very interesting. Of course, we've watched Larry bring not only Drupal 8, help bring Drupal 8 to fruition, because I know there was a lot of people involved, but Larry has almost single-handedly drugged the Drupal community into the wide area PHP community, and we really appreciate his efforts in doing that. Do you get to attend many PHP-specific events or user groups?
It's interesting. I haven't been to too many PHP-specific. I've been to a lot of Drupal, and I've been to some other open-source meetups, DevOps and Ansible, Python, JavaScript, but never anything specific to PHP. This is actually my first PHP-specific event that I've been to, so I'm excited.
Welcome.
I'm meeting all the people that I've seen on Twitter and I've seen all over the place all the time, but I've never actually seen them in person, so this is great for me.
That is very cool. Hey, before we go on any further, I want to say a special shout-out to our sponsor, Nomad PHP. If you're not familiar with Nomad PHP, we are the virtual PHP user group. Jerry McCullough described us this morning as the user group without borders. We present every month. We have two conference-level talks that are presented either, you can either watch them live or you can get the videos, download them, watch them on your commute, as long as you're not the one driving, or watch them at lunch. We help you learn and help you continue learning and start a habit of continuous learning. So if you are not part of a local user group, we would love to have you as part of Nomad PHP. You can get more information at nomadphp.com. Now, I know that you have been involved, or you've attended more than one DrupalCon, though.
Yes.
And y'all just had one in New Orleans, which sadly I did not get to go to this one, but it sounded like it was a raucous party.
Yes, New Orleans, especially after last year in Los Angeles, where things were spread out, and it was slightly more low key, and at night things are lively, but not like New Orleans. If you've never been to New Orleans, you can't really understand that, but it would. The city is kind of alive. I love going down there, and having the DrupalCon there was awesome this year. So much activity during the con and after the con.
I find it hard to believe that even in a city like Los Angeles, any event that Jeffrey McGuire is involved in can be called low key. I mean, they just don't go together. And he's another one of the what do you call people that work at Acquia? Aquanauts?
Aquians.
Aquians.
We call them.
He's a fellow Aquian.
Yes.
And quite the character.
Yes.
Well, you talked to us about the fact that you you do Drupal on a very large scale, but it turns out you do it on a very small scale too, and you brought some of your examples of your handiwork. Talk to us a little bit about running Drupal on a Pi stack.
Yeah, so I actually have been running in my basement for about 7 or 8 months now, actually I think 9 or 10 months, a website, piedramble.com, that's P-I-D-R-A-M-B-L-E.com. And that site's kind of been a playground for me to see how I can build different sets of infrastructure using Raspberry Pis. I'm kind of an infrastructure guy. I like servers, I like hardware, I like managing them. And I actually wrote a book on Ansible, so I use Ansible to manage everything with it. And so it's kind of just been fun and interesting for me to play around with them. So I have, here at PHP Tech, I'm giving a talk on using a stack of Raspberry Pis, 5 of them in this case, to run a Drupal 8 website. Hmm. And this year, the Raspberry Pi Foundation also came out with the awesome Pi Zero.
Yes,
and the Pi Zero, if you haven't seen one, it's like a tiny bit larger than a stick of bubble gum. And I have 5 of them, and they fit. They're much smaller than my hand. So I can have this
but
large...
But surely you're not running Drupal. I mean, you're running WordPress on that little... No, I'm kidding.
It can run WordPress, too. I actually haven't benchmarked it on the Pi Zero, but I have on the Dramble, mm-hmm. the larger cluster.
Very cool.
And it's fun, it's interesting, it's educational, and I even get to do things like solder a little board to have an LED that shows me when I get a web request on the server.
Well, that is very cool. We will throw a link to your website as well as a link to your book into the show notes so that people can see what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Well, that is very interesting. When you brought that out, of course, you're carrying around a case similar to the one I carry when I travel, and that's got to be fun going to the TSA and explaining.
Yes, especially like sometimes people bring a case like this. They have a camera or a recorder. In my case, I have something that has little circuits and wires and things. So I always get a second evaluation in the TSA lines.
Yeah, those are always fun. Hey, before I let you go, I'm going to ask you the same two questions to ask everybody. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
So we have a St. Louis Drupal user group. It's actually been active since 2005 or 6. It's one of the older PHP themed groups in the area. And we have a website at drupalstl.org.
Okay, and we'll throw a show note, link in the show notes to that. Jeff, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your conference schedule to be with us here. Thank you for coming over from the Drupal community to share what you know with the rest of the PHP community so that we can all know better.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.